Also, ladies, you have gotten increasingly promiscuous. You've gotten increasingly boss babish, right? You're prioritizing things guys don't care about. You're like, oh, I don't need a man all day long. What do you think guys are going to do eventually when you keep saying, I don't need a man, I don't need a man, I don't need a man, I can do it. Okay, honey, do it yourself and I'll be over here just chilling. You don't need a man? Let's see how you do, right? That's where it's at right now. So when you keep telling guys you're useless, I don't appreciate you, you're not good enough, I don't need a man, eventually they say, you know what, screw you.
It is very hard to communicate facts without your interpretation of them or how people feel. I'm saying men will walk away, and men will walk away for two reasons. Number one reason, the quality of wives is too low. The women are too overweight. Not all. The women are too overweight. The women are too slutty. And the women, I mean, there's just not enough quality wives. You know, Aaron Clary broke down the numbers that Michael Knowles, he was kind of disputing them in our debate, but Aaron Clary did a whole video you can look up on his channel. It's from the Book of Numbers, going through how they got the 5% of women are marriageable stat.
Why would they want one? What's the number one thing that motivates guys in relationships? We're all thinking the same thing, and they can get that whenever they want, with no commitment nowadays. They can meet that need, live on their own, make their own decisions, and do what else they want to do. We've devalued sharing our lives and decisions. We look at it as more of a chore now. And most relationships survive on the feeling of love until that wears out because it's temporary, and then they have to really love someone. And that requires work, effort. And they don't want to do that anymore.
The marriage rate has crashed because it isn't worth the huge risks to men. No-fault divorce, false allegations, biased laws and courts, etc. Women, you got the equality you demanded at men's expense. Deal with it. You aren't worth the risk.
I'm tired of girls being like, I'll ruin your life. I want a girl that's nice to me and encourages me to be a better person.
His wife taps the can with a knife. When the can doesn't open, she takes it out on her husband. But she has way too much pride. And she's actually kind of terrifying.
I can do anything that a man can do. I deserve to be treated equal. I am so sick and tired of being treated like one of the guys. What can a girl do to get an ounce of respect from men? Chivalry is dead. Dead.
Chivalry is what led to men being rejected by women who wanted Chad and Tyrone. Women can facilitate creating a family and then immediately destroy that family and hold the father accountable legally, then keep the child from the father, meanwhile being financially unstable while receiving child support and government assistance, and still the fathers are blamed.
I choose to be single because I haven't found the right man yet. I choose to be single. I told you I have options.
But they're not real options.
But they're not real options.
Not to me, at least. They're options. None of your business.
Yeah, but they're not real options.
No, not to me.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's why I'm
single. What I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, the guys that you want don't want you.
My date showed up with her best friend. They ordered the most expensive food and drinks. I said I had to use the bathroom. I hope daddy's credit card works.
People are mad at me for leaving a date who brought her best friend to dinner. Essentially, I had a date plan with one of the girls, and when I arrived, she said her friend was joining us. And when we sat down, they started ordering drinks and appetizers and complimented me the whole time. At this point, I knew this was a scam, and I left. And people are saying that I didn't have a right to leave because those women probably earned triple my wage, and I can't face the embarrassment of not being able to afford cheap drinks. And that poor dude shouldn't date, just stay at home. I don't know. What do you guys think?
This is disrespect. If it is a planned date in an intimate setting, it should just be the two of you. And for her to invite her friend to sit down with you guys, it's disrespectful of your time.
The woman goes out and makes money to enhance her luxury status. The man's role in this dynamic is simply to pay, and handle all of the things she doesn't want to do. He becomes an extension of her wealth, a butler in her lifestyle, basically a miserable life.
If you're making $50,000 as a man, you should not date. Agree? Disagree? If so, why?
I mean, everyone deserves companionship, but you have to date a girl in your price range.
What do you mean?
You can't expect to like talk to a girl that's like used to going to like 5-star Michelin star places once a week and go shopping once a week and all you can provide is Chick-fil-A.
What's your expectation?
My personal expectation? Yeah. I don't really like to give away my expectations so men don't replicate it, but I'll just say like being reasonable, like every other week, like a dinner date, frequent vacations. Princess treatment.
Princess treatment.
Yeah, I'm not too hard to deal with.
You said that you shouldn't date outside of your
price range.
Did you say what that is to you?
The activities that I like to do probably cost like anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 a month for a man to upkeep.
So, what? What are you? Are you hang gliding off
no,
of
like,
the tower?
The
what are you
doing? That I do as a person. Yeah.
What,
no.
Is he taking you zip lining in Cairo? What's what? No. What's $10,000?
No, I'm just like, activities that I like to do, and then like with my partner. So like I'm saying, like I like to travel a lot. Oh. I'd love to go out to eat. Maybe five is a bit much. Let's say maybe like.
Well, hold
three.
On. You said 5 to 10. Yeah. So 5 was on the low end.
Yeah, because like, what if we have a birthday or it's
a
like
a birthday? That's why. I mean, that's at least $6,000, right?
The man doesn't see or feel the need to step up and be better because he starts to believe you ain't going nowhere. He starts to believe that regardless of what he does, you're gonna stick around. And this becomes especially true when he's already messed up many times or he's done inappropriate things and you keep taking him back. He has no reason to think that now you're gonna just up and one day walk away, which is why you'll see these situations where the woman finally gets fed up, finally says enough is enough, and the dude is shocked. He's like, I can't believe it. To the point where he's mad at her. And you would think as a woman, you're like, how could you not expect for me to at some point get sick and tired of this and leave you? But to him, it was like, you ain't leave all those other times.
Little do they know, you were moving in silence and preparing for the walkout. Little did they know, the ability to walk away was always inside of you.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was texting a woman, and she told me she was living with her parents, which is, there's no shame in that. She said she's unemployed in between things, living with her parents. Same, like two sentences. She asked where I lived. I told her I rent a house. Verbatim, she said, ooh, men who don't own property are a red flag. Live from her parents' basement, she said this. I'm like, is it, like, don't you have a curfew? Like, what? At least I don't have to worry about waking up my parents if I bring somebody home. Like, what? I'm so sorry. Like, champagne taste on a beer budget, right? Again, no shame, but like.
All I want to know is where are the blue-collar men when they're not at work? Because they're rarely at the bar. They're not on Hinge. Like, I can't find them anywhere. Sometimes at Buffalo Chip, but that's about it.
They're either on their way to work and they've stopped at a convenience store, or they are just chilling at home, enjoying their peace. Also, maybe resting in bed because his entire body hurts.
The lie that men believe because of Hollywood and because of what we're told by everybody is that women are looking for the man that's going to love them the most, the man who's never going to walk away. So we keep trying to prove this enduring, unstoppable love. The man who loves the most is not the man that women are looking for. The man who has a purpose, a passion, or a plan about his life is the one that's most attractive to a woman.
Men stay single and stay happy. It's not true that marriage will cure loneliness. Just find a girlfriend so you can ditch her when her true personality comes out. They are angels until you marry them.
If she does some shit, disobeys you, disrespects you, any of that fuck shit, just like John said, here's a fucking warning, don't do that shit again, or I'm out of here. And guess what? If she does that shit, you're out of there. Sometimes women need to feel that pain to realize, oh my God, what the hell is going on? I fucked up. A woman's not going to respect you unless you want to walk away from her, because most guys never walk away from her.
You can give them 100 chances, and they think it's because of them. But little do they know you were building up your resistance to BS. Little do they know you were trying your best to make excuses to stay based on the 20% good you experienced with them.
Why don't men chase women anymore? Today, a guy gave a clear answer. A guy came today, he's 1.74 meters tall, has a bachelor's degree, earns around 150,000 a year, and has a house and car in Suzhou, although the house has a mortgage. He said, Fan Jie, you're asking me why I don't chase women anymore. How should I do that? Let me tell you about my last three girlfriends.
All right, guys. The movement has spread into China. What a sad world we live in. We are forced to fight the ones who we are supposed to love over money.
Back then, I really behaved like a bootlicker, always running after them. In the end, as they say, bootlickers end up with nothing. My first girlfriend was still in school at the time. I paid half of her tuition every year, even though I was working and 5 or 6 years older than her. After paying off my mortgage, I saved enough to pay part of her tuition and also bought gifts. After a year, she told me she didn't want to get married in the next 2 or 3 years and that I should look for someone else. I thought maybe because of the age difference I should give up. I spent so much effort, time, and money, and in the end I got nothing. My second girlfriend was already working. I thought I wouldn't have to support her, but it wasn't the case. During holidays, if the gift was small or the money transferred was low, she would be unhappy. I realized that making a girl happy requires expensive gifts, and that's how they measure a man's sincerity. So, I thought I didn't want to spend more money to make her happy, only to hear that we weren't compatible and end up wasting my efforts. The third girlfriend earned more than I did. I thought this time I wouldn't have to spend anything, but whenever we went out to eat, hang out, watch movies, or go to parks, I was always the one paying. She never spent a dime. I thought, you earn more than I do, yet I'm the one paying. She would spend $20,000 on a bag without hesitation. It's her money, earned by her, so I couldn't say anything.
The biggest secret that women and society don't want men to discover is that all a man ever needs is to be free. Free to do whatever he wants whenever he feels like it, because this goes against everything a woman wants.
But in the end, I thought, what do I gain from this? She's a year older than me, earns more, but never spent a cent on me. What do I gain from this? In the end, I decided I was done. Now, I won't chase women anymore. If they want to talk to me, it has to be mutual. If I spend money on you, I'll keep track of everything. If I transfer money, I'll call it relationship allowance. And if we break up, I'll ask for it back. I'm very clear about this now. If you want me to pay for a meal, up to 100 yuan is fine, I'll pay. But if it's more than 300 yuan, we have to split the bill. If you're not willing to split, then we won't talk anymore. As you can see, this guy is very clear-headed now.
Finally, the men in China are starting to stand up for themselves. Gone are the days when men were simps. It's important to realize that all a woman wants is to get the attention and validation of everyone around her, all the time, and without any questions. She wants obedient men to live their lives orbiting around her like a satellite.
I am Li Ishi, a single mother. When a man pursues me, I don't dare to accept him easily. I can't believe in love. And what I fear most is not having the courage to enter into marriage again.
Like a grave, I keep making offerings. He lies there motionless, and he still eats my gifts. After eating, he still shouts at me, "You're at the wrong grave." This passage realistically reflects the relationship situation of many people born in the 90s. My cousin is from the 2000s, and they say, "You, from the 90s generation, live so tired, always buying houses, cars, getting married, and raising children. Can't you just live your own life?" It's undeniable that today's young people think more clearly. But we, from the 90s generation, try to escape but can't, always being controlled by thoughts similar to those of a sheep. For example, your parents will say, "If you don't get married and have children, what will you do when you're old? Who will take care of you when you're in the hospital bed?" Your girlfriend will say, "If you don't buy a house, how will we get married? Where will we live? On the street." And your friends will say, "How can I not pamper her? If I don't please her for 3 days, she won't let me hold her hand and even blocks me on WeChat." This creates a fixed mindset that girls need to be pampered and loved. But once you follow these steps, you will find that your life will be completely locked in, losing 80% of your possibilities.
It's an important point that he's raising. The generations before us, our parents, and especially our grandparents, had a completely different point of view when it comes to marriage and relationships. But the women in those were different too. The women today are something else, a new delusional breed. Thanks for watching The Circle of Kings. As always, we're looking forward to your support, so please hit the like button, share this video with your friends, and subscribe to the channel to stay updated with everything all kings like yourself need to know.